All right, we are here with Arcade Fire backstage at Oceaga. All right, I'm going to, full disclosure, the new album, I put it on and I cried. It really, really hit home. And I don't know if it was because I went through 2 years of pandemic or if it just was so relatable because of so many people in my life that say, I've got anxiety. And it's just like this catchword. I've got a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old, and it's something they say all the time. I can't do this, Dad. I'm anxious. And I don't know. I don't know if you set out to make people cry with this record or to really cut deep, but it really, really does.
I mean, I think lyrically, it was just there's sort of stuff in society that you, like these big forces that you kind of feel that sort of affect a lot of people at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think I'm always trying to identify some of that gravity and just give it, just try to express it in some way, because it's, otherwise you just feel like you're sort of lost in this current.
Yeah.
It's helpful to give, to try to express it in some way. Yeah.
It's a very powerful album. I'm one of these people that loves the last three albums. I love the direction that this band is going in. I love, you know, the electronic feel. But this album just seems to be really raw and really emotional. Are you getting that response from a lot of people when they hear it? Like, is this something that you've heard from other people?
Yeah, I mean, it's been cool, like playing the new material live. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like for us, playing live is so central to the band that you don't really start to figure out what the songs are about till you play them for people and feel the energy coming back from the audience. And
yeah. Does it feel good to be back together?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it's been, normally it's like you finish a record and you're straight into the meat grinder.
Right. Yeah, of course.
And that's been one of the positive aspects of COVID, is that we sort of have had time to like really think about what we're trying to express. And it's like a little bit more spaced out in a more human way, I guess.
Yeah. And the common theme from most people I speak to, how they dealt with pandemic was, you know, really, really taking a step back and realizing what's important. A lot of people are just saying that they would go through old boxes in their house and they had time to sort things through. They had time to, you know, like, oh, I meant to get at that for a long time. Did you guys have a chance to do any of that kind of stuff?
I think a lot of people got divorces too.
I'm not gonna ask, but I mean, are you either of you divorced?
No divorces. Yeah.
Okay.
No divorces. Zero divorces.
But no looking through shoe boxes of stuff and.
I did though. I went when I was just at my parents in Maine. I found a box of a bunch of my old stuff. I was looking for baseball cards, to be honest, because I was like, I bet those are pretty valuable.
Yeah.
Now. And they are. And I found like all these.
What'd you find?
I found all my old t-shirts and like my son's 9 and it's all the stuff I was wearing when I was 9.
Right.
And because fashion is so cyclical,
it's right back in.
It's exactly what's cool now. It's like Bart Simpson t-shirts and like all the 90s stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's kind of worked out and it's all his exact size. It's like, oh, mwah.
So tell me about the baseball cards. What'd you find?
Just, you know, some old baseball cards.
You don't want to. You've already sent them out to be graded. I can tell. This is obviously a huge show because it's a hometown show. You guys are filling in for the Foos, which a lot of people are so excited about. Obviously, you know, tragic situation. But does this give you? Is there any kind of pressure in the back of your head where you're saying like we are filling in for the Foos? We're taking that spot. Is there anything that you're carrying on your shoulders for that or not at all?
I mean, I've spent a lot of time actually with Taylor and with, I mean, Dave Grohl is like, if not the nicest.
Wonderful human.
Just one of the nicest people ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, really sad. I mean, I actually saw Taylor a couple weeks before he passed, and every single time I ever hung out with him, we were just talking about music and reminiscing about old shows. And he was just like a real deal rock and roller, you know? So, but I think sometimes people don't appreciate how much wear and tear, you know, it getting up every night, going on stage, and the relentless touring, and it's really, it's a lot, you know what I mean? And there's collateral damage from doing it, you know.
Having gotten to spend some time with the Foos and with Taylor, I mean, it was just his energy was infectious, and I think, you know, people don't realize, like you're saying, people are human. People have issues. People have things that happen. Is it ever a wake up call when this stuff happens? I mean, for me, when this happens, I'll look at a loved one and I'll kiss them. I'll hug them. I'll just appreciate. Maybe I'll reach out to someone I haven't spoken to in a while. Did it have that kind of effect on you?
I mean, it's always a reminder that, you know, a lot of this stuff is out of our control, and it's like, it's important to appreciate, you know, the day to day. But that's, I think those reminders are sort of around us all the time. We're usually not paying attention to them because we're just trying to get on with it. But
sure.
Yeah.
When I walked on the festival grounds, I noticed that Canpay was set up. There's such a nice component to your band because you guys give back. Is it important to you that you have these things set up when you're playing?
I mean, we played in rural Haiti, around the suburbs, and we've played a lot of places in the world, and we set up, it was kind of the most punk show we ever played. It was like, they built the stage, it was like a full show, and people just came out of the mountains. There were probably like 5,000 Haitians that came to the show. Hadn't heard a note. They just knew some people who are not from here are playing a show. And the other, Paul Farmer, who started Partners in Health, passed away tragically this year. And I was at his funeral, and this Haitian, he's a man now. But he was a kid when we were there. He saw us when he was like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me. He's like, and he takes out his wallet and shows me his ID, and it's, he started a radio station called Radio Arcade, and he has four radio stations in the Central Plateau of Haiti, and he was like inspired by our show to like start radio stations. And it's like, you know, it's cool. It's like, you have to really go. If you really go somewhere, people really appreciate it. And it's, it's been really, I think, deepened the deep connection we've had to Haiti as a band, I think, has deepened the experience of being in a band as well.
I'm really, really looking forward to seeing you live. My daughter's here, and I was telling her, like, this is gonna blow you away. So she's super excited.
Set the bar lower. Just look at the schedule, find the worst rock band on the schedule, tell her that's gonna blow her away, and then say, and then there's this other band you could check out, whatever, and then that will blow her away.
Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, of course.
Really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.